Well, welcome everybody. Again, my name is Dave Limbo. I am now the director of the Soil Science Division. And I kind of got this talk by default. Candace was so kind, as well as the organizers, to put a placeholder in there when the abstracts were due before the director had been announced. So I inherited things already. Wonderful. So the original title is was Soil Science Functions and Services. Honestly, I wasn't sure what that meant, so I've retitled it to the role of the Soil Science Division. And again, understand, I have been on the job for 10 weeks. So this is my perspective at this point in time. It is fluid. It is flexible. I expect things will change. So why soils? Do we need to know about them? Again, audience participation is required. Do we need to know about them? And I realize I am talking to, or preaching to the choir. That's perfectly okay, because you are now also the folks that are going to go out and preach to others. So consider this. You're marooned. You have no vegetation around you. You have water of a sort. You're producing it, kind of. You have a few meager tools. Pieces of metal, maybe. Little things here and there. You have some food, but not enough food until you can be rescued. You have a few seeds. What do you do? What do you need to know? Okay, you kind of figured it out, right? So the question is, what type of scientist would you want to be in that situation? A botanist? You don't want to be a botanist. You want to be a soil scientist. Because who else could understand how to find the right place to grow things, how to grow things, and so on. Botanists have a lot, they do great things, but let's face it, soil scientists can do a lot more. I'm biased. So why? We know that if there's no soils, there's no life. So without soil, you really can't do, you can't survive. Soils are essential for food, they're essential for the fertility that they give to have the plants grow. Healthy soils mean healthy food. Soil properties are related to several factors, and for us in the Soil Science Division, knowing where the soils are best, knowing the location, is critical. So that's where we come in as the Soil Science Division, understanding these relationships. So we need to know soils to know life. Yeah, I came up with that a few years ago, and I gotta milk that phrase for as much as I can. So we know soils affect everyone, from agriculture to forestry, to rangeland, to human health. Streptomycin came from the soil, remember that? The person who discovered it won the Nobel Prize. So remember to tell folks that there is a soil scientist who indeed did win a Nobel Prize, something for all of you to aspire to. Okay? There's soil security. We're seeing more and more the connection between soils and all these other aspects that we see as critical, with soils in the center, which is where it should be. We're getting more into urban ideas and the connection between urban soils and our life. More people live in the urban areas than they do in rural areas now. So it's critical that we understand that connection. And don't forget the art and culture connection. There's going to be a great symposium, I hope, tomorrow on soil and art. So I do encourage that you go to see that so that you can see how there's a much broader connection between soils and everything that we do. So the Soil Science Division, where do we fit in? We have a mission, and this was pointed out to me. It's actually in our National Soil Survey Handbook. Provide leadership and service to produce and deliver scientifically based soil information to help society to understand, value, and wisely manage global resources. I almost did it in one breath. Okay, this is a fairly long mission. So for those of you in here who have ever worked on mission statements, I want you to consider this for a few minutes as we move forward. We also have a congressional mandate, and I think this is critical to understanding why we do what we do. This is Congress has told us what to do. Okay, that's not always a good thing, but I think it is for what we're trying to do here. We are supposed to inventory the soil and vegetation resources. Now I have paraphrased this, so it's not in legalese. Okay, We make soil maps. We analyze soil survey data. We interpret soil information, and we provide a form useful to a wide range of customers, and we keep soil survey relevant. So there's a lot of stuff that is supposed to go on within the division. You can all sit there right now and start thinking, how good are we? How are we doing this? And again, just think among, you know, see if you think we're doing it. So really, the question is, has this mandate changed? Has the mission changed over the course of time? And again, think about it. My thought is that it really hasn't changed that much. We are still doing much of the same thing. That does not mean we are doing it the same way. So times change. So, and is this mission and is the mandate still relevant to the problems and the issues that we have today with our environment? So, what we do, I'm going to boil it down very quickly. We in the Soil Science Division, we inventory. We make maps. We analyze. We interpret. We hopefully put it out in a useful form. I've heard comments about both Web Soil Survey and NASIS as to its utility. I think it does have utility, but that doesn't mean it's static. And do we keep it relevant? So, again, this is what we're trying to do to maintain and work with our congressional mandate. Again, what we have to do. So simply put, again, we inventory and map, we analyze and interpret, we provide a useful form, and we keep it relevant. I want you to read right here, this ecological site ID. Cannot run ecological site ID. Necessary data not available for specific area of interest, AOI. What that means is we are indeed trying to keep it relevant, but we're not fully populated. That's good news for us, good news for your students, for those of you who are professors, good news for everybody. That's called job security. This stuff that's not done yet. That's a good thing. So the big question then is, are we done? Have we mapped the entire United States? Audience participation.
No.
Okay, just making sure. All right. So for the rest of the time, I want to talk a little bit about where we're headed and how we're going to get there. We do inventory and mapping. This is just an idea of a view of the unmapped lands. The majority of them are the federal lands out in the western part of the U.S. So we can break it down, and of course, I do now work for a government agency, so we need numbers, lots of them, percentages, and so forth. And you can see what's left. We're pretty good. Total is 92% mapped, but that's still 8% of the United States. That's a lot of area still. If we took the initial survey, and if you're doing order two surveys, you can map about 35,000 acres per FTE, order three plus. You can see that the number of acres change. So we have acres left to map. So consider, if we say that the folks that we have employed with us right now are going to map 100,000 acres per year per FTE, and we have about 80 people out there doing the mapping, 80 million can map about, or sorry, 80 FTEs can map about 8 million per year. How many years is it going to take us to complete the map? Anybody do the math quickly? Okay. We have about 184 million acres left. So 23 years from now, we will have the initial survey completed, or initial inventory. Is that acceptable? Is that acceptable? Good, I like that. At least somebody's willing to talk. So consider we could increase the number of FTEs. Okay, we work in the federal government where the budget is shrinking. Yeah, we could try to do that. We could try to do it internally by contracts and with other reallocations. So that's one way to do it. We can increase the mapping rates, but let's face it, if we do that, the quality suffers and we no longer meet our congressional mandate. So the solution is we're going to start using what's been talked about for years, the digital soil mapping techniques, to give us our initial mapping and then use that as our baseline. This is just a new technology and expand on it. We are trying to hire folks to do that, and Pam knows this story very well. We're trying. Every time we try something, somebody gets in our way. But we're getting there. So hopefully by the end of the year, maybe, if everything aligns, we'll see. But we'll also continue updates. So we'll need to use the soil systems approach that has been promoted for many years and adopt it more actively. Understand there are critical areas that we're going to need to focus on. This is the update mapping. This is going to continue to add to our database. And use whatever technology is out there. Expand on what we have and use it better. We will continue with analysis and interpretation. There's a lot of things that we need to know working with soil health. That is a huge initiative within the agency and outside. There are people that are talking about it, so we have to continue to work with it and expand. We're going to continue with the ecological and agricultural site descriptions. Expand them out of the west, move them to the east and to agricultural lands. Use the soil systems approach more aggressively to understand and be able to adapt and map better. And data mining. There's a lot of data out there. I recommend you go to the talk tomorrow on big data. A person from the Cochrane Collaborative will be talking. If you do not know what that is, you need to hear them and hear what the medical community has done with big data. It is sobering, but very interesting, and we could learn a lot from them. We also need to be able to differentiate measured and predicted data so that people know what they're using in their models. Just quickly, this is a map showing the ecological site descriptions that have been done or are ongoing. So we are making progress. It's not just in the west. We are doing more and more in the east. And the data is on the web through Web Soil Survey now, where you can get the information on the state and transition models. So that's available. We need to expand it and make it more user-friendly. Which gets to the useful form. Big data and interactivity. Update Web Soil Survey. It's how old? Anybody? How old is Web Soil Survey? Well, not quite 15, about, it was rolled out about 10 years ago. So it is 10-year-old technology. It needs updating. There's a lot more information we can put in it. And I don't know about you, but I always seem to have trouble with it when I have a poor connection. So it needs to be made better. Of course, our infrastructure needs to be better, too. Evaluate the interfaces. Is it user-friendly? Are there new databases that we need to put in? And my answer is yes, there is. More PEDON parameters, more biological components, and again, back to the data mining. These are things we have to do to stay relevant. Bringing us to relevance. The times are changing. I thought that was an appropriate quote for this area. Soil health is big. It wasn't 20 years ago, 10 years ago, when the soil mandate or the congressional mandate came out, but we need to expand into that area. We need to work with the folks dealing with soil security. Again, provide the appropriate data. Work with those in urban areas. Urban soils and urbanites are a major part of the population, and we need to serve them. A lot of these urbanites and areas, they're in coastal areas, subaqueous soils. That's a lot of land there, and that's a lot of high-value land that we need to be aware of. And, of course, I like to throw this one in. Terraforming. There's talk about a mission to Mars. We already have a soil scientist who is in Hawaii right now in one of the NASA programs, the bubble that's out there. There is a soil scientist in that team. You knew that, right? Some of you did, at least. That's good. But we need to capitalize on it. And the last one is we need to sell what we do. And I don't mean for money. We work for the feds. It's free. All right? Okay? But we need public relations. Sunny Ramaswamy mentioned that. We need to communicate. We need to communicate. We need to do better. So that's a critical aspect of where we want to go in the division, or at least I should say I want to go within the division, and I hope everybody's behind me. The Coastal Zone Survey, one of our regional directors is promoting this, and we hope to get this moving in the Northeast this year. Okay? So again, the idea, we can take what's there and expand upon it, bringing it into new areas, correcting or correlating better within the areas that have already been mapped to make a better product. We need partnerships. There's been a lot of talk about the National Cooperative Soil Survey. I was at a meeting a couple of years, well, a year and a half ago in New Hampshire. It was an interesting meeting. Out of that came the idea that we need a strategic plan. That was put on hold mainly because the entire agency was undergoing administrative transformation. It will now be on the forefront, right, Pam? Yeah, okay, that could pick on you. So we will get that done. But we need the better communication to work with everybody. Reinvigorating the FLAG group, the Federal Lands Advisory Group, and work close with the private sector. And we know everybody uses this information. If you saw the talk last night from the field to market, he mentioned the use of a tool that farmers can use. Where does that data come from in that tool? It comes from us. It comes from our soil survey. So connectivity. We have internal and external. We must get good communication, both internally and externally. You all need to help us. We need to help you. And the arrows are two-way. It cannot be a one-way trickle-down. Trickle-down does not work unless you want to get wet if you're at the bottom. So we need the good communication. So please talk to us. So we have all these groups. For some reason, Soil Science Division is in the center. I don't know why. It just seems appropriate. You always look around yourself. So good communication between or to us, around us, and across us. The bottom line is, as new groups come in, it becomes basically a cloud. So it's all talking about soil science. It's not just about the Soil Science Division. It's about soil science, making sure that we can communicate better together and keep talking. So we have a mission. This is our current mission. What do you think for those who have done strategic planning? Come on, you have an opinion, Gary. It's a great mission statement, isn't it?
Hard to remember.
That's my point. This is great if you wrote it and you want to put everything in for everybody. So I want it simplified. Very simple. Provide scientifically based soil and ecosystem information. That's my draft. I'm responsible for it. Throw stuff at me, not at anybody else. So I want you to think of that as we move forward. And then think of the vision. All right? So think of it. Where are we going to be? The vision is the long term. So again, the draft, and this is a little tongue in cheek, a world where soil is more important than oil.
All right.
Okay? Because with you can have all the oil in the world, but you can't eat oil. You can't grow on oil. So that's where the vision is. The vision is for the external group. It is not for the internal group. And it's where we want to be in 10, 15, 20 years. Okay, so to summarize, we need to work smarter. We need to update constantly. We need to expand the data that's being collected, and we need to work closer with the cooperators and partners. And I want to stress the last part. We need that cooperation. We cannot work in a vacuum, and I hope to be able to at least work with all of you that are not part of the Soil Science Division. You are part of the Cooperative Soil Survey, so you're our partners. Talk to me. Don't hesitate to talk to me. Let me know what you think, what's going on, and I'll try to respond. So with that, do I have time for questions? No. Okay.
You should have cut me off.
So.
Good. It's very thorough.
All right. I will be around, though.
Our next speaker is Kirk Bunker.